Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Camilla. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. How do I file for an unemployment?
I can go ahead and get you started. Can you provide me with your social?
417-17-7881.
Can you verify your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Mary Taylor, February 2nd, 1976. My mother's maiden name is Chanel or Channel, we say it in South.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
I have an Advantage card.
Verify your mailing address for me.
6125 County Highway 94, Hamilton, Alabama, 35570.
What's your phone number?
205-887-7902.
I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Dairy Freeze, Floors Yard and Garden Care, Front Street Partners, Westminster, or none of the above?
Dairy Freeze.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3530 LeBron Road, 5204 Heatherbrook Parkway, 6 Eden Circle, 818 Torrey Pine Circle, or never been associated?
Could you repeat that one?
The question or the answers?
The question.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with?
What were the options?
3530 LeBron Road, 5204 Heatherbrook Parkway, 6 Eden Circle, 818 Torrey Pine Circle, or never been associated?
None of them.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1986 Ford Escort, 1987 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, 1989 Mercedes-Benz 420, 1995 Volkswagen Jetta, or never been associated?
I've had a Ford Escort, and I think I've had a Cutlass.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Provide me with the last day you went to work.
Clayton Holmes. I'm trying to think. It's May. I'm working at Clayton Homes.
You said May?
Yes, ma'am.
Of this year?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Minimum.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Provide me with a job title that best reflects your skills.
Cook, restaurant cook.
What is the name of your recent employer?
Clayton Holmes.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Hamilton, Alabama.
You said Hamilton, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And how does the name show up on your check stubs? Is it Clayton Buccaneer or is it Addison Division of Cavalier or Carlene?
Yes, ma'am. It's Buccaneer.
Addison Division of Cavalier.
Clayton Holmes Buccaneer.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I could be mistaken.
Do you have a check stub available to you? Because I'm not seeing Clayton Holmes or Clayton Buccaneer in my database. It may be under a different name.
There's a paper that got sent for a retirement plan. It says Clayton Holmes, Inc. I think I'm from something else.
And you filed for this job before, correct?
I'm sorry?
You filed for this company before, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me one moment. When did you start working there?
I wish I'd got all this before I called. I'm so sorry.
When did you start working there?
Let me see. It's June or July, so I remember having to go to work and my son not going to school and me getting in trouble because he wouldn't get up and going to school every morning.
In 2021?
2022.
You started there in June, and when was the last day you went to work there?
I'm thinking it was probably July.
I really can't remember.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, lack of work?
My body couldn't handle the job that I was doing.
So you quit?
Yes, ma'am. Not really. I just couldn't do the job. I couldn't perform the job. Got carpal tunnel in my right arm. I couldn't lift anything up or open up bottles. Or my joints and my knees were hurting. I was getting climbing up and down ladders, getting dizzy, and just health-wise, I couldn't do it.
Can you provide me with the name and title of the person you advised that you were quitting?
Person that I told that I was leaving?
Yes, at the job.
His last name is Taylor. What's his first name? Brad Taylor.
Was that your manager or HR?
He was a manager.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a piece of paper to write down your temporary PIN?
Yes, ma'am.
Your PIN is 8176.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
AlabamaWorks.alabama.
.gov.
.gov.
You have to go on that website and make an account and upload your online resume sometime this week.
al.works.al.gov.
It's Alabama spelled out both times.
Oh, okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you have to file a weekly certification to claim benefits for the previous week. Your first weekly is due on the 31st. You have to call it in by calling 800-752-7389.
Okay.
After that, your tracker will unlock and you can go online to our website to track the status of your claim. That website is labor.alabama.
Spelled out again?
Yes. .gov.
Okay.
Your weekly can be completed Sunday through Friday, whichever day is best for you. If you ever forget, the deadline is 5 p.m. Friday of every week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
Thank you.